Hey, dude. So right now I'm going to turn the mic over to Sarah Schieber. Sarah's been on a bunch of our episodes, told some killer stories. She played some viola with us a handful of times. That was really, really fun. And she nominated the dual Chris Crotwell Shelby Mongan story about their camping trip, which a lot of people really liked. But I thought Sarah had a really compelling take on it, so I wanted to hear why. So, Sarah, let's talk about that.
Hi, Eric. So I really love this story because basically Chris and Shelby are both kind of these pantheons of your stories. I feel like I'm always really excited when one of them gets up to tell a story. I know we're in for a great 5 minutes or so. And when they got up to tell this dual story, I was equally excited, if not more so. And they did not disappoint. I think that they both have these just really unique storytelling styles. But what they really have in common is they're always so honest and really connect with the audience. And what I especially loved about this story, in addition to it being just an awesome story, was that you really got to see both of their kind of storytelling styles just play off of each other in this really great way. And it was also kind of adorable. So, great story.
This is a story about a weekend we decided to have last summer. See, if I don't get out of Chicago, every once in a while, I would lose my fucking mind. I spent 25 years in Alabama with lots of space and not that many people. And every couple of months, I start to feel really, really boxed in here. So I decided I wanted to go camping. Me and Shelby had only been dating for a little bit, not that long. So it may be a little risky for me to invite someone camping with me. But something that's true about me, I don't hope that things will go well. I don't have to cross my fingers. I just assume that things will.
I've been a big denizen of the internet since I was a small child. Many of you have heard stories about that. And I camped occasionally, but I tend to stick to the indoor, to the couch, to the laptop. So when Chris suggested going camping, I thought it might be a fun trip out of the ordinary. So we found a place about 30 miles north of the city and decided, let's bike there. That's probably not a terrible
idea. Yeah, because once again, I don't have to hope things will go well. I just can assume that they will.
So, we crossed our fingers, and we headed out. And it started out as a fantastic trip through beautiful, waspy, rich neighborhoods with a lovely bike path by Ravinia, by lots of beautiful trees. It was a great, great beginning.
Yeah, because you guys know that just north of Chicago is a giant fairy tale kingdom of white flight. It's beautiful. And for all of that, it was fantastic until you hit this magical barrier where the money runs out. And I think that's right around Waukegan. And it's a reality check.
So we pulled off on a little side ravine amidst broken beer bottles and a couple of used syringes. And we tried to decide what we were going to do. We were frying in the heat, so we decided to get off the bike path and bike down what turned out to be a comically unaccommodating for bikes path down the street, but found our way to a CVS for the world's greatest Gatorade. It was a beautiful thing, and we found our way to the campground. So Chris, for those of you who might know him better, may know that he has a tendency to be very, very sure he's right when he's not. So after 35 miles of biking, we got to the campground, and despite my exhausted insisting that the first turn was where our campground was,
well, I was positive that we'd find it eventually. I just assumed we were lost. We weren't lost. I just insisted we were lost. She knew exactly where we were, but that wasn't really the point.
So eventually we got there. Chris was working on getting a reservation set, and I thought, great, the hard part is over. So I was lounging under a tree, trying to rest. This chunky body does not do 35 miles on a bike very well in July heat. And I was excited because I thought I had made a chipmunk friend. A little chipmunk had started walking up to me. Unfortunately, that chipmunk was a bastard and bit me in the leg, which, oddly enough, biting turned out to be a theme for me for the rest of the week.
Yeah, at this point, I'm super upbeat. I like camping because misery is just a state of mind. And it's really important to be uncomfortable. I think it's important to be uncomfortable.
I hate being uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's also really important to realize that other people have feelings. And don't deal with misery the way that I do. So she's very nearly dead at this point. It's very hot, and 35 miles on a bike on gravel trails through Waukegan just got fucking miserable by the end.
So we decided to go check out Lake Michigan. We were excited about being able to swim. We were excited about having a campground on a beach, ironically right next to a defunct nuclear power plant. But we got out to the beach, and it was a rocky beach. It was a stabby, rocky beach with water colder than you could believe. So despite it being, like, you know, 100 degrees outside, the water was maybe 33 degrees.
Yeah, one of my least favorite things about Chicago is that it does get hot, but you just cannot fucking go swimming here. That lake is miserable all goddamn year long. And it's always disappointing to be like, yes, swimming, and then you get right up to your junk, and you're like, I hate everything about this.
So, we found our way back from the beach, and we thought, the worst is over. This trip can't possibly get worse. We were wrong. The next morning, we decided we were ready and we were going to bike back to Chicago. And then we quickly discovered that my bike had a flat tire. And being unseasoned bike travelers, we didn't have an extra tube or patch kits or pumps or anything. So we decided, we'll walk. There's a metro station about 10 miles from here. We can walk our bikes.
Because
it'll be fine.
Because you don't have to hope things will go well. You can just assume that they will. The whole night before, Shelby is hiding in the tent because mosquitoes apparently think that she's delicious. They hate me. They won't bite me at all. So I'm just sitting there, like, gleefully, like, poking a fire while she just, like, glares out of the sweltering tent the whole time.
Biting thing. It comes back. But so we decided to head out. We walked through some really pretty woods and a pretty trail. We thought maybe this wouldn't be so bad. And then we happened upon a Resident Evil-style industrial wasteland in blaring heat, but found our way, and the irony of this name is not lost on us, I promise, to Zion, Illinois.
Zion, Illinois is a tiny little hellhole. There's just nothing there. And normally when we're out on trips, we like to eat at a local place. You know, it makes it more fun. You get something you can't normally have. So we scout all over Zion, exhausted, sunburnt, hot, and find a KFC.
That's a visit with air conditioning. So we had chicken fingers and fountain drinks and found our way onto the metro. And eventually we got back into the city. We got into Evanston. So the plan was pump up my bike tire, bike home, sleep for 3.5 hours, shower, and then go back to sleep. We filled up my bike with air. About a block later, my tire was flat again. And by this time, we were exhausted. We were way overheated. We were both furious at the world and ready to be home. So we decided, let's get on the CTA.
Just
lovely public transportation.
Take the red line.
Right.
But it's 5, and I don't realize that, so we take our bikes to try to get on the train.
You know this already.
But you can't take your goddamn bike on the train at 5, and I get it, right? Like, I get it. You shouldn't be able to. But at that point, it just seemed unreasonable. A lady cut in front of me while I was waiting to load a transit pass, and I almost said some really awful things. Just barely managed not to. So we're just like, fuck it. Chain the bikes. Get on the train. We're just going to go home. Just go home. I just want to be home. We're so hungry. So we just hop on the red line and head back to the apartment.
We found food along the way back. And as Geiger can attest, because he was home when we showed up, we collapsed afterwards. So, hearing the story, you might think that I would look back on that trip with derision. I was covered in welts from mosquitoes. I should never bike that far. I shouldn't really be outside. I should stay. That's where I belong. I fit well there. I really should look on that trip with derision. But I don't. It's one of the greatest things I've ever done. I conquered a bike trip I never thought I could. And I managed, in the midst of one of the most challenging things I've ever done, to not kill him. And I mean that with a deep amount of affection. This was the cleansing fire that the goals of our relationship went through. And we'd only been dating for about 3-4 months at that point. And it was at that point that I knew, holy shit, I think I'm going to be stuck with this one for a little while.
Yeah, I actually had a really good time. Like the whole time. I had a great time, but I knew that she was super, super miserable. And my take home was, I have been on much less stressful trips with people who I fought with constantly. And I remember getting all the way back to the apartment and being like, oh man, that was a nice weekend. And I thought about it for a little bit and I was like, God, she is a good sport. And, some of you know me better than others, but I think we can all agree, if you know me at all, that what I really need in a partner is someone who's a good sport.
So, I've learned from him that sometimes keeping your fingers crossed and jumping in, despite my numerous mom protests that that's a terrible idea, sometimes it works out okay. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah!